I've been asked why. Why even continue telling stories which seem to have no purpose, no end? But there is a point. Look deep down. The things we find out about ourselves through play really help us discover what it means to be Dungenetics. In our last episode, we were able to coerce the guards, free us from prison. Now, decision needs to be made. Do we continue to fight for our gear, or do we just make a run for it? The party is split. Decisions are heated at the table. When it comes down to it, survival is the key. Join us now for the continuance of our adventure out of the abyss. Recorded live. Elm City Games. Thank you.
So we'll go ahead and get started. So when we left off, you guys are in the middle of an escape attempt of the Drow prison camp of Velkenveld. Right now you are in the central guard tower, not just you, but also the 10 fellow prisoners that you have convinced to escape with you. The options right now, the discussion at hand, is whether to proceed down around the corner here, going kind of towards this way, which would get you towards the waterfall, where you intended to rappel down using the ropes and the spikes that you found in the armory's equipment, or whether you're going to attempt to continue to move down to that next tower and try to recover your equipment that you believe is being held.
So this is 6-8, right?
So what do you guys want to do here? Do you want to try it? Do you want to go for it?
Sindri really wants to go for it. I know that you guys don't really feel confident about it, and I'm totally okay with that. But I might end up just doing it by myself at that point.
Out of character, it's still early. I'm not attached to these characters yet, so if you're going to lead us to a TPK, let's get it over with now.
Fair enough. That's good. I get one free one.
So the question is, do you want to have, there was, I think one of the discussion points was that, well, whoever is making the raid on the central tower is doing that, the rest of the group would set up the lines. So I would say you could put Fane and all of the other NPCs in charge of that right down around here, and then the five of you guys, the five PCs, can move up, unless you want to specifically take one of the NPCs with you.
I think Ront would be
Eldeth
nice to bring
would probably
us.
Come with.
Okay.
And Ront as well.
I think Eldeth would be good to leave behind because I figure she might be good at like setting ropes, being a dwarf. She may have some crap out.
Yeah, she's very comfortable with that. Yeah.
But she's also relatively stealthy.
Oh, she is.
And we had talked about the time that it will take for a couple of us to put on the chain shirts.
I figure at that point the chain shirts are done. Like,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm gonna give you guys the 5 minutes it would take to get everybody uniforms on. And I did want to make it clear, like I still, there's no rules about sleeping in armor or anything in 5th edition. So from this point on, you don't really have to worry about time it takes to get it on, to get it off. Same thing with swimming. There are no rules for swimming in armor. There's not even really penalties for heavy armor. It's just the stuff that you ignore. Yeah, they really aren't. They just tried to simplify it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does to me too, because it just brings everything. Yeah. I know that realistically, yada yada, but whatever. Wizards and flying horses.
You want to play realistic?
Yeah, it just brings everything to a screeching halt. So, in terms of putting stuff on, it makes sense to apply that time. There's actually rules for it. But in terms of, like, you don't have to take it off when you sleep. I'm not worried about it for swimming. There's no reason for people to be shucking it on and off, basically.
Gotcha.
Okay. Unless you desperately want to, and, you know, who am I to judge?
Some people enjoy sleeping in their shark clothes.
I'm gonna go. Sindri's gonna go.
Good evening, Tim.
Did we decide to go?
We, at least a portion of the party is going to make the attempt.
Do you want to bring Eldeth with us? That's a good point.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll brush shade break.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh.
Florence Tilly, that's
yeah.
Sindri.
Thank you, sir. Double-sided.
Right now, who's playing Adam tonight?
Adam's just going to kind of hang to the back.
Okay.
Tonight, so.
All right. Your other mic.
Other mic.
Nice. And I'm Travis. I'll be your DM tonight.
Nice. It seems like the consensus is we're going to go into two different groups, one raiding party on the gear and the other setting up spikes near the waterfall so we can take that down.
And if we're trying to be at least sort of stealthy, then the bigger the group, the less stealthy we become.
So who in the group is stealthy? I am not stealthy.
I'm mildly stealthy.
Not stealthy.
I'm pretty stealthy. I also don't need gear.
I can sing you a stealthy song and give everyone 1d6 added to the stealth roll. So that's
pretty good, actually.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I can add guidance to one person on top of that. Mm. So.
Alright, I'll go on by myself at that point, shit.
That scares me.
You're looking for a suit of dwarf-sized chainmail. Carry it out.
Carry all of it out. Yeah.
Well, I only have 8 strength, though, so.
That's fine. I think one of the main reasons, and I was thinking about this, besides just gear, we're gonna need supplies because we're gonna get the hell out of here. That means, food, bedding, things just to survive.
You can sleep on the floor.
Yeah, not for long. It's called, yes, you can.
Or the ground, as it's often called.
So there was the elf, the drow we killed. He was looking out a window, yeah?
Yes.
Is there another window on the other tower that we could see out of from that window?
Let's see. So the window he was looking out, the windows would face this way. So probably not one directly across.
Okay.
And these windows were not large enough for a person to climb in and out of them, correct?
You could squeeze through. I'm all set. Thank you.
So we're agreed that the plan is to go in, grab anything we can, and get out.
Let's try to prioritize.
Limiting conflict if possible.
I think spellbook should be our first priority.
We're getting the drow.
Getting Fiend spellbook, I think, is probably the most important thing in that room. And then after that, we can go for everyone's instrument tools.
Okay.
Are the creatures still buzzing about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a few of them. You can still hear the sounds of yelling and combat coming from further down towards that direction.
Okay. You gotta hope they keep buzzing.
And what you're hearing, the buzzing is overwhelming, but fortunately you've got some layers between you and the buzzing, but even so, it's like dentist drill annoying your ear. In addition, the creatures, the non-insectoid creatures, the ones that look like kind of giant vulture-y beasts, they're letting out these screeches, and every time they do, you can just feel all the hairs in the back of your neck stand up. You can feel goosebumps. You can feel yourself suddenly kind of, flinching back and paralyzed from the terror of the noise. It's incredibly off-putting. These are very large, very upsetting creatures. So everybody who is going, let's just line up there in front of the bridge.
Shouldn't this be Sentry?
Yeah, that can be Sentry.
Where do you want
to go? Right in front of the other bridge, right over there.
That should be all this. Just you probably go in front, right?
Yeah.
Where am I?
You're the guy with the. I don't really have any monks, so I'm going to have a crystal ball in this case. It looks like you're getting ready to slam dunk. How dare I not have monks?
How dare you? This is why no one plays monks.
No, I don't even know why nobody plays monks.
Where is the waterfall? Right back there. Yeah.
Right here. Would you like to join the spike crew?
Yes, I'm going to be on the spike crew.
Are we bringing NPCs?
You bring an Elda.
At least Elda.
So I'm assuming this is me.
No, the one in the front. There you go. Yep, that's you. Yeah, that one you just had is Shushar.
Maybe we should bring one more since Nodrik and Fane aren't coming with us. Jimjar, you said it's pretty.
I mean, Jimjar is.
I mean, I would.
Hey, Jimjar, there's.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of stuff you could probably steal.
He's got 45 HP.
Oh, wow. Right, getting out of here. Gosh, probably the smartest move.
Okay,
right,
Jimjar,
now.
You just stay back then.
Yeah.
I give up.
The NPC is coming over here to the waterfall.
Ronton, Dendril, right over there, but you can bring one or both of them. Or you can just have everybody at the water.
He has Claw, 1d6-3.
So I think you've got two stats next to you. By
does he
want to
go?
Play one,
Prince Darendil?
Yeah, he makes two attacks.
I only have one.
Okay, that should be enough then.
Yeah. What's Sarah's stats look like? Is he pretty strong?
He's a drow.
He's a drow.
Yeah, I mean,
he's like a first level drow. So.
This guy's got 45 health. This is
much stronger than we are.
For well, now, guess, it's a temporary state of affairs.
I guess it makes more sense for all the NPCs to stay in this room, kind of out of sight, but ready to run down to the waterfall as soon as we get the spikes in.
And then whoever the team is going to be doing the spikes. So right now it looks like Seraph.
Which one is the orc?
Orc and Dendril. Okay.
Dendril's coming with us.
Cool.
This dude's going to hang out with you.
Sounds
good. He's going to be on the spike
crew. Yeah, and you can put, I would say everybody will kind of come down here to help with the spike crew as much as possible.
Little ones in the back.
There you go.
And let's say he's still scored us before.
Yeah.
Travis, can I sing a bard song before they go on their little amazing adventure?
Of course you can sing a bard song.
Okay, good.
For everybody, right?
Putting on armor song.
I'm just over here.
I think it's the bard's prerogative.
Oh, no, I'll just. So listen up, folks, I'll tell you a tale. I think it's most divine. A story involving Phandelver and the secrets of her minds. Goblin killing was my task for foe, I tried to care. While walking along, humming a song, my foot did hit a snare. Who would free me from my bonds? Would I starve and die? Just then, a bold dragonborn grabbed me by my side.
We're
here. A dragon!
No, no, no. Encore.
Thank you. All right.
No raps.
Plus D6 to all for the next ability check, right?
Yeah, but for 10 20. Minutes.
Okay. We got plenty of time.
Okay. And we race.
Okay. All right, my friends. So the... Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that we have over there approaching the tower. Let's get stealth checks on everybody.
Theoretically, you
okay.
Can
Bardic Inspiration, though, is one creature.
Yeah,
oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh.
One creature within 60 feet who can hear you gets the one Bardic Inspiration.
I would like to sing a song to the prince.
Okay, works for me. So the Quaggoth is bolstered by your song and will have that d6 that he can add in to any of his rolls. All right. Everybody make me a stealth check. Who is approaching the tower?
I got 19.
19 for Sindri. How about for Dendril?
For Dendril, what do I have? Let's see.
Plus dex.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Did you roll?
Yeah.
And how about for Florence?
Did you add that too?
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't had this yet.
Fair enough. And for Florence?
I got 16.
Great. Nice.
14.
14. Nice. And for Duncan?
13 for Duncan and a 25 for Eldon.
Holy shit. Okay. All right, fair enough. Let's get just a marching order going. It seems like Dendril was in the front, I think.
That's Eldon, right?
That one, yeah.
Dude, let's put her in front. She's super stealthy.
Sounds good.
I'll go behind her.
All right.
Or you can slash a bridge. And...
So there is a door in front of you, but it does not appear to be locked. It just appears to be closed at the moment.
Get in the way, Elden.
All right.
Can we
check the
door? I know, like, I'm second, but can I, like, put my ear up to the door, see if I hear anything?
Absolutely. Make a perception check.
15.
With all of the noise happening from the fighting and from the creatures that are in the air, you can't hear anything past the door, so it's either nobody there or a very few creatures that are fairly quiet.
I'm gonna cast Detect Magic as not a ritual.
Okay.
It will look
cast
so
it. Okay. there is, let's see, since the presence of magic within 30 feet of you,
obviously,
penetrates most barriers, blockaded by a foot of dirt. Yeah, right now you're not getting anything except for the low glow that a lot of the drow items kind of give off, the faint magic that they just pick up by being around the drow and in the Underdark.
Sounds good.
All right.
Does it appear to be trapped?
It does not appear to be. What is her... Did she do a perception?
Oh, no.
Six.
Does not appear to be.
All right. And the elder will cautiously and quietly open the door.
Sounds good. She opens the door. Nothing
Boom!
Explodes on her, fortunately. That is very, very handy. Now, coming through the door, let's see. The The floor of this circular chamber is covered by dark silken mats with a pale web strand pattern woven through them in silvery thread. In the middle of the chamber stands a broad pedestal carved from some sort of a wood. Everybody make me a perception check, please.
20. Natural 20.
Excellent. For anybody else who's playing as well, if you've got another character out there.
Do the problem with using guidance on most checks since it's an at will spell.
It's a cantrip.
Yeah.
And a bonus.
Yeah. That's the bonus D4.
Thirteen. Who was the 9?
Eldith was the 9.
Okay.
15 for the prince, 12 for me.
Okie doke.
I have a 22 total.
Brush?
23.
23? Yeah. All right, is that everybody that's in there? So Eldef sees a giant spider here in the center of the room.
All places, it's in a tower.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
What does Eldef do?
She's going to step back out and close the door.
Okay. The other thing that Eldef saw, a giant spider there. Everybody else saw that there is a statue of a giant spider in the center of the room.
Wait, the spider is the statue.
Yes, it is.
Eldef doesn't realize.
Oh,
that.
The spider is.
Yeah.
The
that was a joke. That's what we realized.
Eldef thinks it's a real spider.
I'm gonna open the door again.
I can't speak for the NPC, but hopefully we can convince her otherwise.
I see.
Yeah, I think probably. If the whole group just tells her, no, that
is
a statue.
Statue.
All right,
very jumpy, eh?
Open
up
the door again.
Understandable.
Next, I'm gonna have the prince walk in as well because he's kind of a handsome
bastard. Okay.
And I'll slip my way in there as well.
This is very handy. So, as I mentioned, you've got the. Let's see, dark silken mats, there is the statue of a broad pedestal, 10-foot high sculpted spider at its head, very, very lifelike. You can notice that the spider's eyes, now that you're getting a look at it, seem to be made of tiny little gems. There is also an altar in the room, we'll say it's at that far wall there. The altar has a pair of heavy silver candlesticks on either side. There is also a female drow in the room, who you guys recognize as the second in command, the sub priestess Asha. Everybody, at this point, although the stealth was pretty good, the opening and closing of the door is a little bit indicative that something's going on. So everybody, roll me initiatives if you would be so kind.
That's Asha Vandry.
All right, Rush, you are up first.
Oh. Okay. Love it. Okay. Good. All right, yeah.
High dexterity is both a, you know, it's its own benefit and its own curse.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna... How much movement will it take to get there?
Which one are you at?
The crystal ball.
The green, yep.
One,
the one it looks like he's gonna reach is fight four.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up, attack.
Sounds good.
Stabber's short sword. The 14 to hit?
14 to hit will hit.
Nice.
Okay. 7 damage.
Alright.
Then I'm gonna bonus action kicker. That's a 12 to hit.
That does not.
Okay, then I'm gonna run back to where it was to the mobile feet so she can't get an opportunity to attack on me. Or actually, I'll move kind of back, not in the way of everyone else, but yeah.
Sounds good.
Well done.
All right, very, very nice.
Well done.
Florence.
Oh, boy. Thank
all right. You. It's like Tabaxi monks, even at like second, third level, are ridiculous. Like 3,000. Just like, hey, I'm just going to run across the water. Are you guys cool with that?
If you start getting keyed and you can disengage for free,
yeah.
It's insane.
You know,
unless you have the mobile feet, then you
don't
have
the
mobile feet. No.
I actually want to move in and go up the rope.
Ooh.
Is it up or down?
Down. Nice.
I will go
well
down
done.
The rope.
Sounds good. All right. So that will be pretty much your whole movement. We're getting down there. The room that you end up in below that, Florence, The oak ladder leads down from the shrine and into this chamber, which seems to serve as private quarters to somebody very important. Inside, the walls are hung with black mesh resembling a spider's web, extending from a central spot on the ceiling out to the walls, then draped down like curtains. There are thick woven mats covering the floor, while a low platform is covered with cushions and pillows to make a broad divan-like bed. Things get freaky in here. Yeah. One side of the chamber contains a small table and two chairs. The other holds a small shrine to Lolth draped in white silk. There is a heavy chest of black-stained zirkwood sitting at the foot of the bed. So you've had your movement. What would you like to do?
I guess investigate that chest real fast. See if it's locked or unlocked.
Okay, you can move to the chest.
Yep.
Make a perception, if you would be so kind.
Terrible. Six.
Six? No traps that you can find.
Okay.
Definitely seems locked, though.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
I probably don't have any more actions.
No, that would do it for me.
Very good.
All right, Dendril, which is still you, Bob.
All right. Oh, yeah, let's go, big boy.
I'm coming, gonna do two attacks, claw, claw.
Sounds good. Go for it.
Claw, claw.
Claw, claw.
Claw,
claw.
Claw.
That's good. Wow, that's a 24.
Oh, yes.
So
that one. Hits a lot.
That was three.
Roll one.
Gonna do the cool big, big heavy one. That's gonna be 6 damage.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Second attack. That's probably hit as well. Yeah, that's 18.
Oh yes.
Okay. Not as much. 5.
5. All right.
Well done.
8. 5 less than she used to have. Sindri.
All right. Sindri is going to cast a firebolt on her.
Cool.
No, I'm gonna cast. Or I'm gonna shoot the hand crossbow actually.
That's really the only thing.
And then I will also move down this ladder with him.
Alright. Do me a favor and just off to the corner there, make another room of the same size. Just like, yeah, exactly, just so that I can track where you and Rob are. Eldeth is up.
Eldeth is going to step up heroically. And stab, stab.
Outstanding.
It's a that's a 23.
23 will absolutely hit.
Nice. 7-8 points of damage.
All right.
And she gets 2 attacks.
Wow.
It's just an 11 though.
Okay, that one will miss.
All right.
So she and this. All right. So the statue is a statue, but descending from the ceiling to the area where the statue was is a giant spider that drops and then basically sitting. we'll kind of just drop and go for Eldeth and Dendril since they're right there. So the spider, you guys see the spider kind of descends from the ceiling here, like its chitinous little mandibles going. So as it descends, let's see. So that is a 22 to hit against Eldeth.
That misses.
So you hear just a. And the little spinnerets go, and a glob of webbing shoots out and hits Eldeth, enveloping her. She is restrained by the webbing. All right. Asha, who is standing right there, is going to... I need to check and see if she can decide who's getting attacked on this. Yes. So Asha is reeling back. She's definitely severely wounded. You can see her kind of clutching at herself. She casts something, and immediately the air around her going out for 15 feet, so 3 squares out, is surrounded by howling screaming, fiendish faces and spirit forms basically swirling around her in a giant poltergeist-esque tornado of spiritual energy. The giant spider itself seems utterly unaffected. For anybody who is within 15 feet of her, within three squares, you are going to find that it is difficult terrain. Your speed is halved in that area. Okay. So that was them. Duncan, you are up. So there is a giant... Where you see giant spider, that is now actually a giant spider.
She was right.
And I cannot cast spells with a material component because I don't have my holy symbol.
Correct.
Yet. Okay.
And keeping in mind that anything three squares out from her will be affected by the spell she just cast.
Right. Well, that limits my options.
Yeah, basically.
Stab me from behind when the reinforcements inevitably come. And let's drop a sacred flame on the on the drow.
Okay.
So 13 dex save.
13 dex save. Ooh, God. Not enough. Since she has a hit point left, how would you like her to take this?
Okay, that's what's beautiful.
That's what happened when she rolls a 6 on her initiative, and everybody except me was higher. I was like, this ain't gonna last very long.
Morden, can you give us a hand here? Holy Malta cocktail. Pillar of Radiant Fave.
Nice. Outstanding. So, yeah. Pillar of flame, just light and fire, just descends right from the ceiling in a swirling. It's the end of Indiana Jones, basically. End of Raiders. Hits her. She bursts into ashes, and her remains are sucked up through the portal that is opens to let the celestial energy through. So you can take her off the board, but there is still a giant spider. Rush, you are up, my friend.
I'm going to rub and stab it in the abdomen.
Sounds good. There's plenty of abdomen for everybody.
I don't
need
that one. That's not going to hit.
Probably not.
Bonus action, I'm going to try to stab it again with the abdomen.
Stab it with my more other thing.
Oh, 23 to hit.
23, absolutely. Hit the spider.
Damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to run back again. I'll stay where I am. I'll say I ran out there.
Fair.
Drive by.
Yeah. Works for me. Florence.
Oh, boy. There is another floor underneath this one.
Correct. Same thing. The rope ladder continues to descend into a chamber below.
Okay, I'm going to turn to Sindri. You got the chest. I'm going down.
Okay. this is the lowermost and smallest chamber of this tower. If you work really hard, you can get that on a rope ladder, I guess. The chamber contains cushions laid out across floor mats. A small carved table with two chairs and a sturdy chest.
Another chest.
Again, made of wood. You still have motion and an action if you want on this one, bud.
Pop that sucker open?
Yeah, I'm gonna try that. I have that club. Can I jam it into the thing? Just use my anchor weight to kind of pop the lock?
It's a keyed lock, so you're not gonna be able to jam it in like that. And it's not a flat enough end you could use as a crowbar. You could try to just continuously smash through the lock, but that might take a while.
God damn, I need my thieves' tools.
There's no equipment here.
They're in the lock's chest.
Yeah,
ironically.
Pick it up and bring it with you.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's what I'm gonna attempt to lift.
Okay. Yeah, you should be able to do some.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Make a quick perception check as long as you're there.
Of course.
Please be good. It's a 7.
Okay, fair enough. So yes, you are now the proud owner of a relatively hefty but somewhat contained chest. Dendril is up, and there is a dead drow in front of him and a giant spider behind him.
No.
Drow is dead. Drow is dead. Giant spider, very much alive.
Two attacks. That's a 20.
That will
hit. Natural 20? That's a crit.
Yeah, that is a crit.
And that will absolutely hit.
Is that double dice?
Double dice.
Sure,
single damage bonus.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's 9.
9?
Wow. Beautiful.
That's on the first attack. That's a 7 plus a 5. That's 12.
12 will not hit the spider. Did you want... Okay. You haven't used his d6 yet. I will let you do it now if you want. I'll be nice.
I appreciate that. Ooh! Roll a 6 on me. Yeah, thank you.
So yes, 18 will absolutely hit.
I like that
guy. Oh,
man. Maybe I don't like it so much.
Four more damage.
4 more damage. Great. Okay. Sindri.
Sindri is... I'm going to take a quick second and just look around the room, see what's going on in here.
Great. Perception.
That is a 10.
With a 10, the shrine that you see is... the small shrine that you see is carved of zirkwood and bone, inlaid probably with semi-precious stones. You could yank it and try to find a buyer for it if you wanted. And then you've got the chest. That's really the stuff that's of note. Oh, I'm sorry. And the side table has a small silver-framed mirror on it.
Interesting. How heavy does the chest look? Probably weighs just about as much as I do.
I'm going to say it's probably 50 pounds.
Yeah, I'm
thinking
about 50 pounds.
Come on,
losses.
Give it a try.
Also a gnome.
Yeah, exactly.
Just trying to
find my old gnome.
Yeah, exactly.
And let me finish, heavy!
It is locked.
It does appear to be locked, yep.
Do I know anything about zirkwood? Do I know if it's, like, flammable?
Yeah, it should be flammable.
It's a bad idea to light on fire.
It's an extremely bad idea.
Well, if you want to
fire. Yeah, if you have any interest in any of the stuff that's inside, it's probably a bad plan.
I'm going to shout out up to someone. Someone, one of you strong guys, come down here, help me with this chest. And I'm just going to start picking gems off the wall.
Busy right now.
And grab a little mirror, too.
Sounds good. If you want to add to your equipment list... the small silver framed mirror is worth 10 gold pieces. I've watched you do the same thing with other characters for the record.
I don't believe that's true.
I believe it
in
is.
In the middle of the school.
I couldn't tell you which character because they're all named Nod. So that would be troubling. So the spider will get to go. Let's see. Does the spider have reach at all? Probably not. Nope. So we'll just do this for around... It's going for Dendro. So, oof, nope. 8 plus it's an 8 to hit. Nope. So it snaps at him but does not manage to connect.
Well done.
Duncan, you are up.
If Duncan wants to try to help Eldith out, what is that?
Basically, it would be an assist on the strength check to escape, so you could make it on your own.
Okay.
So it's like an athletics check, basically.
I've got a better strength than she does. Mm-hmm. She's a better fighter than I am.
Synergy.
Yes.
Synergy. I sense a relationship brewing here.
Oh, I wrote down my notes as well.
Could be.
I saw a little
chiller.
What?
How does that mean? No relationship.
Vincent's like, romance, kissing, killer. Right here. Fair enough, dude. Fair enough. 13 will do it.
Nice.
So with a 13, Duncan manages to get purchase in there with his fingers and manages to rip a huge swath of the web up. Enough to let Eldeth move free. Rush, you are up again, my friend.
I see what happens, and I'm like, And then I go to the spider and try to cut its
Duncan legs. Never frees me from spider webs anymore.
Jim Jar, come over here.
Rush and Jim Jar have Rush a secret romance.
That's 17 hit.
7 million gold's got to take it out somehow. 17 hit with it. That's
9 damage.
9 damage?
Yep.
Wow. You managed to slay the spider.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut off one leg, and hopefully it leads out of that one.
Yep, and it kind of does a weird little hoppity dance before finally hitting belly up.
What's Peter doing while we're the full time?
So I don't know if I told you guys, but I got a crossbolt case, whatever. So I made out the crossbolts and put him in the case.
Aww. Okay, cool.
He's just for when we go down to the waterfall.
Nice.
Then, knowing the urgency of escaping, I'm going to go down to the second floor.
Slip on down here.
All right, yeah. Moving down. Florence, you are on the second floor
Thank
below.
God you're here.
Rush,
I'm not strong.
Rush comes down to say hello to you. So you basically see Florence just like big wide eyes, clutching a chest like, what?
That bomb is mine.
No, I need to bust this thing open.
Here.
Good call, watching.
Well, I'm going to
more the merrier.
I'm going to walk up and show them the chest that I have.
Look, wow. A chest.
Yeah.
Eldeth, what's Eldeth's passive perception? Does it say 15? 15.
Holy shit.
After you free her, she notices that there is a small set of keys that is on her body along with her other possessions. That are left there.
Right.
Yeah,
the corpse.
She kind of burst into the corpse. Yeah, there's not much corpse. I did have her bursting into flame and getting sucked into the sky, but let's just say that she left her stuff behind.
Convenient.
Yeah, okay, so there is a small set of keys. The keys are very small. They don't look like they would go to any locks that Eldeth has seen yet. Spoiler alert, they will. they could potentially open one of the chests below. Let's see.
Oh man, we've got to pick the right chest.
I see Super Mario Bros. 3.
In character.
There she is. In addition to that, Eldeth had Asha had a mace on her. And a chain shirt. So if you want to grab a mace and a chain shirt, you've got those available.
All of them.
Okay.
All
right. Very good. So that was her. So Florence, you have the chest. You brought it up to show Rush and who's that down there? Duncan?
Hey.
Sindri.
That's you.
Florence, did you see anything else down there?
No, not a thing. Just the chest. Right.
So this, so you've already got the mirror. If you drop down, make a, what was your perception?
I got one. That's a natural 20. That's 22.
Nice. The table that is there next to all of the bedding has a pair of matched goblets on it with a pewter pitcher and a pair of matched pewter goblets.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like there's any drawers or anything, like we're maybe some keys perhaps would be hiding?
No.
Okay, so I got matched goblets?
Yep.
And then I will pop back up.
Alright.
This place is empty.
So at this point, are you guys taking the chest with you, basically?
Yeah, I think that's probably the smartest one.
I'm gonna unlock it first.
This isn't the gear I thought we were looking for.
Well, it's up to you. Do you want to try?
Yes.
No. Well, let's get back over there.
Wouldn't it be easier to split up the stuff from what's inside the chest?
Chances are, if we pop this open and it's just money, that's not going to help our survival.
Yeah. So we should open it now.
It's
also,
just a waste.
I think between the six of us, we probably bust open the other chest pretty easily. Plus, this guy's pretty fucking big.
It might be quicker to open the chest and like drag a chest up too.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, only dragging one chest is better.
Opening a lock, you know?
Yeah.
So, are you going to try the keys? Right, so let's move everybody up to the top floor at this point.
Okay. Do you want to roll dice and randomly pick one, or do you guys have a feeling about one in particular to the other?
Well, there's only a few keys and two chests, so it's...
One key and two chests, right?
One key, two chests.
One key, okay. So...
Do you think the key would break?
Keys don't go away in real life.
It's not, unless it's a skeleton key.
Let's open the chest.
So, bottommost or the middle floor first?
Any preference?
Which one's bigger?
Middle.
There's sunspot on it. Can I rub it?
The lock of the lock. The key will.
Here, I'll kind of take the chest in the other corner and tell you guys to like go away.
Let's do the middle one.
So, you're able to pop open that middle level chest. Inside the chest, there is. Are you ready?
Oh, one bird, yeah, I am ready for the scouting.
Yeah, somebody can take this down. First of all, there's a variety of silken garments and personal items, most of which are not going to be particularly helpful to you. There is a silver chain headdress set with small onyx stones.
Cool.
It's probably worth at least 50 gold pieces.
Fuck yeah.
There is a drawstring bag containing two. Vials of a kind of a palish pink liquid. There is a small leather purse containing 24 gold, 30 silver, and a small moonstone worth 20 gold. There is also a spare spell component pouch.
Oh, hell yeah.
And in additional, everybody's equipment, minus your gold.
That's fine.
So everybody can go back in and add the starting equipment on the manage equipment. You just do manage starting, but just don't add any of your gold. Also, no dog. Standard starting equipment.
Dog!
My tools!
Or there is a dog that's suffocated in the chest.
Oh, God.
Including weapons and armor?
Yes.
And spellbook?
Yes.
Should we pop the other chest open, too?
If it opens,
it's open.
The key does not work in this lock. Okay. It does not.
Can I use my thieves' tools to try to...
You absolutely could do me a favor and make a constitution save first.
Oops, my constitution's really good. That's a 16.
Okay, so you, as you're trying to fit the lock into the second chest, you put it in, you're kind of twisting it, and a little needle comes out and whoink, hits you in the finger for 1 point of piercing damage.
Fine. That's all right. Oi! It poked me!
But yes, if you have thieves' tools, you can attempt to open this now.
Alright. You cast guidance on me.
Might be something...
Morden, give me a hand here!
Might be something that would be best left for later.
Okay, oh wait.
But...
That's true.
I don't know how long it takes to pick a lock, but I know that we're on... We've accomplished the mission and we're on borrowed time.
Ow!
Well, I better not do that again.
Oh, fucking Christ! Did it pop open, or is it...
Oh no, still locked.
Maybe one more time, one more time. Morden!
I have thieves' tools as
you
well.
You
want to
go?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I mean, here we go.
How's your constitution?
Yeah, how's your constitution? I have plus four to my con save.
Because we can carry a chest out of here easily.
We can carry a chest.
We can carry you.
Yeah, let's carry the chest.
Boy, let's just carry the chest.
Toss the chest down the... Hopefully
that's... Smash,
can I kind of like try to pick it while I'm walking, or is it something I sit down and probably you're going to walk?
DC test time. Yeah.
Probably all right. A good idea.
Let's go.
So,
all right, let's get over here.
This fucking thing.
I'm going to use my little cantrip to whisper into Nod's ear. The teeth is done.
Meanwhile, back at the waterfall.
Oh, right.
So at this point, you guys have managed to lay in the ropes pretty well. You've got them bolted down, so it's going to be a climb check to get down there, but it should be pretty straightforward. Nod's honest reaction looking down is that without that, the waterfall would make this just about unclimbable. But you could also just dive directly into the pool from here and probably be okay.
Okay. So as soon as we get the pythons laid in, we put the ropes down, I start sending everyone down.
Okay, sounds good. So let's... Who do you want to send down in what order?
Who's fastest?
I mean, looking around the group, there's probably some arguments. Sereth is pretty fast.
Probably
the twins are very small and lithe and agile looking.
Is Sereth a drow?
Sereth is the drow.
He would absolutely go first.
Okay. Just make me an athletics check for him.
That's going to be 16.
16, no problem. He can make it down into the pool. And once he does, he can start swimming towards the water's edge. All right. Who next?
Who's that? This guy?
Yeah, that's the...
All right. Let's send Wily Kit and Wily Cat down next.
Sounds good. Make it an athletics check. Just one for both of them. Because they're essentially the same person.
They got a 6 plus whatever they have for...
That should be enough for them to get them down.
Okay.
Go ahead and who's next?
Who's this guy?
Jim Jar.
Is he stop? Is he nimble?
Yeah,
he is.
We'll throw him down.
Yeah.
Not literally. Well, maybe.
Depending on who's pretty nimble.
He's pretty nimble.
He's lucky too.
Who's this guy?
Let's see. That would be Bupido.
Bupido. 14.
Nice.
There, no problem.
Rocks over there.
Who's this guy?
That is Shushar, but around that point, so this is the point where you guys are going to start coming out of the door, and it is also the point where...
A bunch of drow here.
Yeah. Looks like two drow with a Quaggoth.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Quaggoth coming through this door.
Question, are these bridges, you said they're like rope bridges?
Yes.
Is it possible to cut them?
They're made of some sort of a spider silk, so they probably would be able to be cut. You're not sure how long it would take to cut through one, though. You notice that the Quaggoth that is moving out is kind of favoring both of his feet, and kind of doing like little limpy motions.
Nice.
And just
cow drops.
Yeah, leaving little bloody footprints behind him. The rope bridges also kind of swing, so if anybody gets into combat on one of the bridges, it would count as disadvantage. Just kind of giving you the heads up there. Let's roll initiative for our heroes at this point.
I need a shot out here.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a tragedy. God, I hate going first. It's the only thing before they can go.
Making decisions.
Okay.
Do this
real quick. So that guy has... Above a 20. Anybody?
I got a 20. Oh,
come on. Can you believe this guy?
Nah, 15 to 20.
I got 17.
17. Great.
Right. Sorry, guys.
Peace.
Anybody else 15 or higher? Right, let's see. 10 to 15. 14. 14. Who would like to go first?
You got the higher dex.
The higher dex?
Oh, that's a good question. You probably should roll for them. I'll roll
for that. Yeah, you might as well. I want to understand that.
Monte is totally confused. Bupido, on the other hand.
Bupido is
down
on the
road.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. So we would just need Ronts and then the same ones that we had up there before. Just drop this stuff right from.
Down the board.
I'm at 14 right now. Anybody 10 to 14?
13.
13. For not. Below 13. 10 to 12.
Ront has a 5.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dendril Prince has 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
So who haven't I gotten? Dendril is at 8. Lower than 8.
Duncan wasn't really ready for a couple of years.
Jeff is at...
A 3.
A 3, and Duncan is already in there. Yeah. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so.
We got Quagga?
Yes. Yeah. We
How much health does Elden have? 16. He's good.
Rush is up first.
Yeah, she was just
Why? Okay. Okay.
That's really lucky.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, run out.
Maybe you two want to hang out in this little grass sex den for a while.
30. What's the range of darkness?
30 feet, probably.
Okay. Well, yeah. I just had to add it because I'm assuming we got the equipment back, right?
Yeah.
So let me equip that.
I'm gonna assume that one of you guys has my equipment, but I haven't put it on yet.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
It's probably the safest to do.
So I'm like right here, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to get over here?
Yeah. Oop. Oop. Move over here, and then that's how much is that? 20
feet?
About
25.
I can 15, 20, 25. Yeah, I'm gonna throw the darkness
at this guy. Sounds good. Is that one or two?
Just one.
No, I mean, I'm talking about
One right in the front.
Okay. Tim, which one's that?
That is
one.
Okay. That's 21 to hit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then.
I'd say darn, I'm just imagining throwing star. It's that's so much cooler than
I was imagining like a lawn dart, actually.
So, 5 damage?
5 damage, nice.
Then I'm gonna run maybe, I have those like 25, you said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm running like 15 feet further towards the road.
Sound good?
Yeah. Real quick side note, relevant to nothing except the fact that you said the lawn darts. I met a girl in Savannah, Georgia. A band I was in was playing a show out there. I was hanging at the bar and I met this girl, adorable, like, tiny, small, blonde girl. And we're talking about just random stuff. And somehow we got on the topic of lawn darts. And I was like, yeah, lawn darts, can't buy those anymore. She's like, I know, that's my fault. I was like, what do you mean your fault? She's like, when I was a kid, my brother threw a lawn dart in the air and it hit me in the head.
Oh my god.
And my parents sued the company.
Holy shit.
And that's how I can afford medical school. She's the one. And I was like, I was like, you're the one. She's like, yeah. And I was like, I was like, come on, you know, what's the proof? She's like, let me see your hand. So I give her my hand. She takes my finger, does this, and my finger goes into the divot in her head to the second knuckle.
What the fuck?
And I'm just standing there like this. And I immediately ruined my chances with this girl by turning to my bandmates and yelling, guys, come stick your finger in this girl's head. Which is not what you're supposed to say. This dart chick.
There's a lot of things you probably shouldn't have said after that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bad words.
I don't know what I should have said, but I do know what I shouldn't have, which is exactly what I did say. So, my fault. Alright. Anyway, Florence, you're up. On that note. Every once in a while, I'm going to get derailed from DMing just to tell you a random anecdote from my life. That's how I'm wired.
You know what? I think the charge. This is the right way. Let's see this one. It's the right way.
Yep.
So each one of these is how peaceful. Yes.
Good. Yeah, that worked.
And I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on the two drow.
Sounds good.
Done.
And let's see.
Light him up.
I'm gonna choose like a violet light, just engulfs both of them, and highlights their bodies. Now everyone has advantage to attack.
So yeah. Is there a save on that?
Yes, they get a dex save. What is the you're saving?
Let's see here.
First one throw them.
The one in the front got a 9. The one in the back has a 16. Okay, so the one in the front is affected. The one in the back is 9. So the one in the front is now outlined in this kind of like dancing luminescent, would you say like a purplish?
Purplish, yeah, kind of haze. It's very
that cute. Color.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly that color.
Outstanding. Very good. The drow get to go. The one in the back gestures back at you, and go ahead and make me a save, Florence. Oh. Okay, you are good. Basically, it's the same thing. You recognize the semantic hand motions. They were trying to basically do a tit for tat back at you. But the one in the lead will still fire at you with his hand crossbow. That is only an 11 to hit. Okie doke. Sindri, you are now up.
Wait, is it? Oh, no. Yeah.
Sindri,
I am
really far.
I'm really far away.
Just like this. The second one does not make it. They both slip on their ass, falling prone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Very nice. Okay, anything else from Cindy? Oh, you didn't remove this one. Great. Duncan, you are up.
All right, Duncan, that's up. Here. And I get Bless on myself, Helmet, and then your injury if I got.
Sounds good. Effect of the Bless be on
it's plus d4 for attacks and saving throws.
Excellent. Right, so next 10 minutes.
Concentration, right?
No, not
it is.
Is what Bless is concentration. Okay. And the thing you can do is just keep like a d10 or something out so you can try and die on your turn. Not that I'm expecting this to last more than 10 minutes. Okay, good job there. So Duncan has gone. Nod, you are up.
I am going to take a shot of Dagoth coming through.
Sounds good.
It's a 19 plus something or other. I'm assuming that hits.
19 plus something or other would hit, yes.
points.
And I do 1 point of damage.
Outstanding.
That's my.
You know what? Everyone's gotta do something.
It's one less hit point than he used to have. That's important. Speaking of the Quagoff, Quagoff will now move. It is hampered by having hit the Caltrops, so. So that's a double move to get there. You see it kind of doing a big loop with all four, but it's also wounded, so it is hampered in its movement.
As a free action, I will say to the assembled people there, keep going, keep going, assuming one of them will continue down the road.
Sounds good. Dendro.
Yeah. Double move. So 60 feet. Should I
you want to fight or do you want to run?
No.
He does have less on him right now.
That's true.
You could kind of, you could stop him, you know, kind of choke point him.
Double attack?
Sure.
Wait, no, because I really move action.
Well, how many movement did it take you to get there? Probably more than 30.
Yeah.
But choice, you could, your choice.
So rather than putting him up here, you could put him between us and him.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's
the good thing is that you can also make them fire. Trigger attacks for opportunity if they're trying to get behind.
Alright. And Eldak. Would be disadvantage though because he's prone, so she'd have disadvantage. If she has advantage, we just cancel.
All right. So,
yeah, sorry, I didn't catch the catch in time.
15.
Yes.
Nice.
Right on the nose, in fact.
All right. So that's.
All right, very nice.
Well done.
So even at Chrome, the one that is kind of rolling around currently with a dart stuck in, I'm going to be whiffed that one.
Oh, he hit him with that. It's 23 or something.
Got him with him. Okay, yeah. The one that has been damaged already is now rolling around with, like, he had another bolt in it. Like trying to staunch the flow of blood from the shuriken wound in his neck. Now he's got a dart in his chest.
Grease gunked his wound.
Yeah, rolling around the floor, covered in magical grease. Bad day.
Now she has multi-attack, but the hand crossbow needs to be reloaded, is that right?
Correct.
So it's only one attack.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Who should be the next one down?
I think Ron has to go
first. Who's the worst fighter?
Yeah, what was Ron's?
Which one is Ron? I'm not going down yet. You should go down last.
Who do we have left here?
No. Looks like you've got Shushar and Ront and Stool. That's Fane. Just send Fane to him.
Okay. And Fane takes the weapon?
Yeah, there you go. And Fane makes it. So we send him to the water. Okay, back up at the top of the initiative. Rush, you are up.
Can Ron go?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Ron can go. Apologies.
Okay, Ron is going to move 30 feet and then use his bonus action to use aggressive, which means he gets to move again. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Don't forget the part off.
Oh, right. That's where I'm going. Good call.
Let's get disadvantage on the rock.
10.
Or the bridge.
Ron does not care. 28, 25, 30, but then you need to use aggressive.
Sounds good.
Disadvantage, you said?
Yeah, disadvantage. Our attacks made on the roll fridge.
That's a good one. That's. I figured the. Yeah,
nice. It's a miss no matter what.
Whoopsies.
You. It's gonna kind of roar in anger and sit there.
Sounds good. Rush, you are up.
Even though, whoever the ogre. Name is. Can I still attack? Go up to the.
Yeah, there's room on the side.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll go. I'll use like half my movement to get up to him.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
And I'm gonna advantage, right? He's prone and fairy fire.
Correct.
Double advantage.
Yeah. So down with a short sword. 17 to hit.
17 to hit will hit.
Okay. That's 8 damage.
How? What are you hitting him with?
I'm a short sword.
So yeah, you just managed to as he's you just come in, shoop. Slice off his head.
Nice. Oh, okay. I guess if I went on the grease, that would also, I would also have
to do. You're pretty high dex though, right?
You'd have to make a dex save to not get
it.
Why
beat 13.
Risk it?
Why risk it? You're right. I'm just going to run back towards the bridge.
How far?
All one movement. So I guess I move 25, right?
Yeah.
So 25 back.
Christ, you have 50 base movement?
Yeah. Or 40. Shit. Sorry. Yeah, 15. I've been doing that wrong
back
this whole time.
So
I have 50 next level.
That's
all right. Yeah. That's fair enough, fair enough. Florence.
Oh, boy. I'm going to hide right over here and use Vicious Mockery.
Fair enough. You are where you can't actually hide there.
Okay. No, I just thought.
Fair enough. Play with hiding. If you were a halfling, you could.
Oh, boy.
Tieflings, though, you're about the same size as the two around you.
I'm going to call out to him and go like, oh, you're a big jerk. You're about to be jerky.
It's a 7 on the 7.
Were you trying to mock him or the rest of the party?
No.
For traveling with you.
Rest of the party.
I just appreciate the fact that you're putting some effort into what the vicious mockery is.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the way to do it.
2.
All right. Very good. All right, the drow who is on his butt in the grease spell. Let's see. All right, he is going to attempt to kind of... He'll do a crawl, because it's really what he can do backwards. Just imagine kind of like rolling up and then rolling and then standing in that square back there. So he kind of rolls back out of the grease and then hips up back to his feet. And he is going to shoot at Dendril with his crossbow. That will likely hit. That is a 19 AC.
It does have disadvantage because of Vicious Mockery.
That is true.
Nice.
So, very nice.
Well done.
So no, a 10 will not hit.
Fuck yes.
Ooh, nice work. Sindri, you are up.
Sindri is beginning to...
much.
I think you're going to fire the hand crossbow at this fella over there.
Sounds good. This no, you get advantage because he's standing. Yeah.
Okay. No, right.
It'll be fairy fire.
He did not get fairy
fire. That was not the fairy fire.
Yeah, that one's gone.
Yeah. The fairy fired one, his corpse is still fairy fired over there.
18
to
hit?
Exactly where his body is. 18 will hit.
Okay. D6 plus 3. Ugh. 4 damage.
Hey.
Scoot on out of here.
That is pretty awesome.
15, 20.
All right, good. Let's see. Duncan.
All right, Duncan. Ooh, that looks like a worse battle than that. So Duncan will drop a sacred flame on the Quaggoth.
Excellent. Quaggoth fails his save.
All right.
Two 2 points of damage.
Wow.
One.
That Quaggoth is taking some hard damage. Yeah.
Hard living when you're Quaggoth. Nod.
15, 20,
25. I'm going to attempt to Eldritch Blast him again.
Quite off.
17 plus 4.
Yep.
Presumably that hits. 6 points. It's a little bit better.
Alright. Anything else from Nod?
He will hustle someone else down the rope.
Okay, that'll be end of the round, so we just figure out whoever you want to go next.
No, I think there's probably there's one person left.
Yep.
In addition, oh, he's there blocking him, right? And I don't have.
Alright, so the Quaggoth has two attacks, two claw attacks on Rot. So the first one is going to be, that is 23 to hit. The second one is a 15 to hit. Who's got Rot's?
Oh, sorry.
What was it?
It's a 23 to hit and a 15 to hit.
Both are easy hits.
Both what?
Disadvantage, right. Because they're on the bridge right now.
Yeah, it does have disadvantage.
Okay. Holy shit. Rot might be a big dude here.
I mean, I can kill him.
14 points of slashing damage total.
Rot has one life left.
Alright. Okay,
yeah.
Dendril is up.
I think they did me.
Well, luckily, you crawl backwards, so there's not even any. I think this guy's done for, right? I'm not going to go through the grease.
He just keeps shooting.
Well, that's right. He has a
hand crossbow.
I'll
I figure, yeah, shoot and move.
Dendril doesn't really have a lot to shoot with.
No, it doesn't. I'm just, you know what? Let's move.
You can just leave him there.
That's well.
Well, he's got self-preservation instincts as much as
the guy.
He's gonna.
45, 50, 55, 60.
Wow.
All right. Eldith can shoot and move.
Yes.
Not at advantage. Not at disadvantage. It's just a straight roll plus bless. 11, 12, 16.
16 will hit.
Very
nice.
3, 4, 5.
And so she manages to land a super solid blow, actually, like, right into the collarbone of the drow, who reels back.
Take that, you lunch-time son of an orc.
The worst insult a dwarf will say.
Got her pretty dialed in.
30, she says.
Yeah. Okay. Rot.
Rot is going to attack twice.
Do it, Rot!
He doesn't get any benefits
Rot
for being bloody,
does
he?
Does not have to attack. Rot can attack once. No.
With disadvantage.
With disadvantage. He misses. And then, he's going to try to run.
Fair enough.
He's going to trigger, right?
Yep.
13 AC.
He's got 13 AC?
Yep.
Just 13 AC.
Oh, bye-bye, Ron. He's dead.
Yeah. Yep, 9 points of slashing damage. So this Ron turns to run. The Quaggoth just comes with one final claw and actually cuts him in half at the waist.
Ron
turns. The two halves go tumbling off into Oblivion.
Circa Phantom Menace.
Not the worst. Not the worst thing that could have happened.
No, of all the people we could have lost here, I'm comfortable with that.
Personality wise.
That does.
And let's see. So Shushar actually fails his climb check and slips off the rope. But lands into the water. And a few seconds later, you see him kind of bob up, shake his head, and make his way.
But I love this. I'm like a meat in the water.
Rush, you are up.
I'm gonna move up 10 feet and shoot my dart at him.
At who?
The
guy.
That's good. 23 to hit.
Oh yes.
4 5 damage.
Kills him.
Oh nice.
Yes.
Then
yes.
So we gotta run back 30 feet towards the bridge.
Doing wrong shit.
I was going to say, as long as it all adds up to 40 at the end of the day, we're all good. Okay, Florence.
Moving to the ropes. Splash!
Splunk. Alright, Florence is out of the combat. Drow are both dead. Sindri
is going to pop a shout out to this little fella over here.
Sounds good.
Hand crossbow.
Ha! We did it! Kinda. We're free! Sorta. We got our gear. Yeah, no, things are great. Things are wonderful. Poor Runt. Poor Runt. Either way, thank you for joining us for another episode of Dungenetics. We can be reached at Dungenetics on Instagram, Dungenetics at Twitter, Dungenetics at Facebook. Our music is provided by Kellen. And for our departing theme, which you are hearing, James Brown, both of which can be found at Bandcamp. Songs that you've heard and sounds can also be found at freesounds.org and the wonderful chatter at Elm City Games. Remember, inside of each and every one of you is a little adventurer just throbbing to get out. Pulsing. Either throbbing or pulsing. It's really just a matter of science. Have a good one. But it could be both. Who knows? Which reminds me, happy Pride.